715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Wednesday edition of Feedback. The phone number is 715-845-2155 if you would like to be a part of the show. All right, the big news of the morning, what everybody's been kind of poking fun at and taking shots at and talking about, Senator Ted Cruz on the floor talking for almost 19 hours. First of all, congrats. I mean, you got to respect this guy. As a person that makes a living by talking, I'm not sure I could go 19 hours. Have you ever done a marathon broadcast?
Yes, but we played music, but it was in on an oldie station, so the songs were really short. But we stayed up for, I think it was close to 40 hours.
Holy cow.
Yeah, to raise money for charity.
All right.
Did it on location on a flatbed trailer with a bed on the trailer that we could lay down in occasionally, but we didn't sleep.
With people watching?
Oh, yeah, on the street, outside. It was summertime. So, of course, in the middle of the night, we had the denizens of the night, visiting us. And
hey, man, what are you doing? I thought about doing a test of your, I guess, sobriety or your motor skills. You know, everybody has done the test where you get behind the wheel, you've had a few drinks. You know, before you're sober, they test your reaction time. You get behind the wheel after you've had a few drinks, and, you know, you see how badly you're impaired.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it with sleep deprivation.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought the thing to do would be to do 24 hours of broadcasting. Do a talk program for 24 hours.
I don't know about a talk program, man. You need a few breaks. You need to play a little music or do something. You know.
Well, we would find something to do.
Does he get like 5 minutes every hour to go to the bathroom,
man,
like these Guinness Book of World Records
or is
things
he
do?
Catheterized himself. I don't know that. Anyway, the issue at hand is, he's been going for 19 hours. I am impressed by the man's durability and his stamina. That's impressive. But at that point, then the discussion comes in as to whether or not is this doing any good, or is he swinging at windmills? Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Steve, Wisconsin Rapids.
Steve, what can we do for you this morning?
Morning, Seth. I have something to add on the consecutive hours speaking. I just happened to be Googling the other day Art Bell, a legendary broadcaster from your own genre. He holds the world record for consecutive hours of on air at 114 hours consecutively.
He was the original host of the overnight program,
sure,
that George Nori has.
He was
an alien guy. Yeah, big alien.
The Overnight America Online, is that right?
It
was a paranormal.
Right.
No.
Yeah. It's what the overnight show is now. Before
Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Coast to Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, still alive today, as a matter of fact. And the other comment I wanted to make today was, I happened to be in the car yesterday and heard your caller, Kevin, make what I thought was a great and very accurate comment, that Americans today are, you know, there's 10 to 15% that are radically conservative, 10 to 15% radically liberal,
mm-hmm,
but that leaves the vast majority of Americans in the big fat middle,
mm-hmm,
where most Americans are moderately one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that has led to the horrible gridlock which we're seeing in our Congress today. The vast majority of Americans don't have really representation today, and that's my comment. I thought Kevin made a great comment, and I am just echoing that today.
All right, then let me ask you this before you go.
Yeah.
The efforts that Ted Cruz is making, Senator Cruz is making, trying to, mm-hmm, do what he sees as the right thing to, mm-hmm, derail the Obamacare funding. Do you, yes, feel that action represents the feelings of the middle majority of America, the moderates of America?
Absolutely not.
Okay, why? How so? Why not?
The vast majority of Americans are on the side, Seth, of progress in this country. if we were now debating in front of us the other two great social programs that we have in this country, Social Security and the unveiling of medical care for the aged, i.e. medical care, Medicare,
mm-hmm.
We would want to do some reformation in the health system. Now, I come from the health system. I'm a 40-year retired advanced practice nurse,
mm-hmm.
So I know something about this.
Sure.
Is Obamacare perfect? Far from it. It's going to need further and continual refinement and monitoring and change. But as a first step, as a solid first step in reforming the health insurance industry in this country, we horribly, badly need something to take care of uncompensated care.
Okay. Do you feel that the direction of a single payer system where the government is in control of all health care, do you feel that that is the right direction or the wrong direction for our country?
I will say this, and I'm not going to use the word control because that's a buzzword, and it doesn't belong in that statement you just made. I will say this. Additional government regulation in the ruthless health insurance industry, as they have continued for, I guess, 30 years now, to make their own bed by making heartless decisions for so many of their clients when they most need the insurance.
All right, hold on. You're going off on a tangent. Wait a minute. You're not answering my question.
Yeah,
hold
he
on.
Is. Let him.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Let him.
I believe the health insurance industry.
No, You're not answering my question. Let me try it again. Do you believe that the single-payer government regulated, where the government runs it all, you can call it control if you want or not, but the single-payer system, the government is the responsible party for everything that is regarding health care. Do you feel that is the right way or the wrong way to go for our country?
Are you asking me for a one-word answer, Seth?
I'm asking you for a concise answer.
Okay, concise answer. It won't be government control.
Okay. If you don't answer my question, I'm going to hang up on you. Answer the question. The government control of health care, right direction or wrong direction?
Right direction.
All right. You are incorrect. And the reason you are incorrect is you are uninformed.
There you go, because if you don't come down on the answer that you like,
nope.
You're uninformed and
nope.
unintelligent.
You can take that direction if you like.
Jeez.
You can take that direction if you like, and that's the easy way out. That's the coward's way out of an argument. But when you look at government control of any program, you are looking at socialism. That's not the direction of our republic. That is not the direction of our republic. Socialism is wrong. Socialism is a waste. Socialism is anti-American. It crushes the will of the individual. It crushes the drive of the person that wants to be his best. Sure, it sure sounds like, oh, everybody's taken care of. It's a lazy coward's way out.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. Wasting no time, let's go to the phones. Let's see here. Ray, is that you?
Yeah, report. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning to you, sir. What can we do for you?
First, you're going to have to pry me off the ceiling after your previous caller. The health insurance industry in the United States is pretty fragmented. Blue Cross Blue Shield, for instance, has at least 50 different companies because they have to operate under 50 different state regulatory environments.
Yep.
But I'm wondering if this gentleman, I would really like to call him a fool, thinks that why he thinks that trading the decision of the board of insurance companies, hundreds of them across the nation, in their decision making and how to best allocate limited resources is better served by having a single bureaucracy of 15 or 20 individuals someplace in Washington, D.C. or Cincinnati, Ohio, making decisions for all of us. I'm horrified by this man's thinking. I'm going to hang up and take your comments. I'm really wound up.
Thank you. Yeah, I am too. Anytime that any American feels that a socialist program is the answer, you are ignorant of the facts. You are ignorant of history. You're ignorant of what the free market system is all about, how it works, and you are ignorant, almost persistently at this point, of how competition and checks and balances can work. It boggles my mind. And at this point, you're either ignorant because you choose not to learn, or you're ignorant because you refuse to accept the facts. Socialism has no place in this republic. None. None. Now, let me say one other thing on the flip side to this. Having your insurance decisions made by the insurance company, having your health care decisions made by your insurance company, unacceptable. I've had personal experience where a family member needed to be flown to a specific hospital for a specific procedure. It was the best care possible. The insurance company said, yeah, no, you're going to be transported by ambulance to another hospital that we think is perfectly okay for you. That's unacceptable. That is completely unacceptable. The way you have that problem solved is you increase the competition between clinics, between hospitals, between manufacturers of medical goods, services, etc. You increase the competition, and you get government regulation out. One of the big costs that the big factors that drive up costs in the medical industry is research and development for drugs, tools, implementations, machinery, etc. Fine, if the government has got to get their sticky, pudgy fingers involved in the medical field, then subsidize R&D, subsidize research and development so that companies can research, develop, and bring to market their products and services with less risk. That's the only way I would even think about it. But to have the government blatantly say they want a single-payer system, where in order for you to get health care, you got to go through a government bureaucracy, if you think that's the best way to go, you're an idiot. You are just an idiot. Go to the next line. Don, is that you? What's on your mind?
Please.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, first of all, I'm an agent in the industry for 12 years now, and I'm not proud of that fact. I, too, have major, major issues with the health insurance.
You sold
industry,
health insurance?
But I also have major issues with the health care providers. They have a monopoly in which they can, you know, financially abuse the people that come in that need the medical care. I mean, they're charging $800 to $1,200 an hour to people that make $15, $20 an hour tops, and if you don't have a huge deductible, you can't afford the premiums. And this is only making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is a disaster. You've got the unions bailing out. You've got businesses not hiring or cutting back to 30 hours. You've got, you know, now the congressman, you know, if it was such a great program, why would everybody be bailing out, and particularly those that lean towards the Democrats? It does, you know, it's obvious this thing is not going to work, but, it's meant not to work because they want a single-payer system.
That's the truth about it, that it is designed to force and direct it to a single-payer system. The belief in D.C. is that government knows best. Government can take care of you. Government can fix everything. Government can make sure that everything runs smoothly. You, the individual, you're too damn dumb to be able to tie your own shoelaces. So sit back, relax, and let the government do it for you. Don, I think you're up next. What's on your mind?
All right. 1863, Franklin D. Pierce, president at a time, vetoed a mental health bill at a time similar to Obamacare. Obamacare is unconstitutional, and there should be no single payer. It should be left up to the private.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Jim. Jim, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, it's Jeff, but that's okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, first of all, let me preface this by saying I think that Obamacare is outrageous, horrible. I fear it greatly. I think it's just going to make things... Well, I look at Catherine Sebelius, the high queen of life and death, who has been let a little 10-year-old girl die for lack of a lung transplant until a court ordered her to. Just who are these people who are going to be running this thing, if that's any indication? But here's my deal. Here's my deal. I do not currently have insurance, and I just had to go to our local Aspirus hospital not too long ago for 3 hours. I was in there for 3 hours in the emergency. Mm-hmm. 3 hours. My bill was over $4,000. I called in. I said, what in the world? And the nice lady on the phone told me that $3,000 was for the CAT scan. They put me in a CAT scan. I was in there for 15 minutes. Does that seem right to you? $3,000 for 15 minutes of treatment. Does that seem right? If that's my question, I'm asking you.
No, I don't think it's right. I don't think that the cost is a fair representation of the service.
No. Now here's my other point. The Republicans, and I vote Republican all the time, straight Republican, but they have been handed this situation again and again. There's been citizens groups and consumers groups and patients groups and this group and that group bringing this up again and again about the high cost of medical care. And the Republicans who have had a chance to do something, they've been like, yeah, we'll have to do something about that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that. Yes, we'll have to investigate that. Here comes Barack Obama, and although I think he's the most dangerous president I've ever seen, at least I'm going to give him begrudgingly this. The guy actually did something. Now, I think it's all wrong, but at least he had
the attachments.
Yes, at least, you know, he reminds me, there's an anecdote of General Custer when he was a colonel, and he was, there was in the middle of a column that had been stopped for a long time. Finally, Custer, it got impatient. He rode up to the front to see what was holding it up. A bunch of generals at the bank of a river wondering how they were going to cross. They didn't know how deep it was. And he sat there and listened to this for about a minute, and he spurred his horse finally and splashed into the river, got out into the middle. The water was up to his knees. He turned around and said, "General, sir, this is how deep it is." That's what Obama reminds me of. At least he had something to do something, where the Republicans are like,
I got you.
Yes, we hear your concerns. Yes.
I got you. Thank you very much for calling in. With that, we're going to take our next break. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback, 715-845-2155. Hold tight. We got to take a long break. Keep your phone calls coming.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.